This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The news had broken yesterday about, Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving the White House. And, she was one of the last people I thought would be leaving, I don't think we're going to know why. I admired her. I do admire her. Boy, did she take a beating from the media and comedians and people making fun of her looks and making fun of her eyeshadow and making fun of her, just everything. And, she handled her own. And from what I understand, she says she's blessed and forever grateful to the real Donald Trump. That's on Twitter. For the opportunity to serve and proud of everything he's accomplished. I love the present of my job. The most important job I'll ever have is being a mom to my kids, and it's time for us to go home. Thank you, Mr. President. And so some people think that maybe she will be, running for office, maybe running for governor. But she's leaving at the end of the month. And, I just have to say, it's rough. I mean, her job was to defend President Trump. Whether you agree with President Trump or don't agree with President Trump, she did her job, and people ripped on her, and I get very, very frustrated by people not realizing how politics is a game. But then again, in the media, it's a game. The more angry we could get viewers and listeners, then the more ratings you could get, and then the more advertising dollars you could get. It's a game. I get that, but we have real people here. That, she has a lot to demonstrate. When you take a job or a role at the White House, all right, if you're going to take a job, okay, you need to do your job. If not, you leave. Most of the time, you hopefully take a job that you believe in. And if you really think that what Donald Trump is doing is good, then you stand up and and that's probably why she made it look so easy, because she's like, look, these are the things we need to do for the economy and immigration or whatever. But, she also worked for, one of the most interesting presidents, who probably didn't, make her job as easy as it could have been, right? Because, Donald Trump isn't really staged. I'm sure he's very strategic. I'm sure he, thinks things through before he tweets. I do. I think things are, put out there on purpose. I told you, a lot of the things that I think they do is they know the media too well. So they know how to throw... like a bone to the media, but on a Friday night when most people are going home, usually news cycles are lower on the weekend because more stuff happens during the week. So by the time it's Monday, it's old news, or he'll throw something that the piranhas could go after. And meanwhile, he's doing something else. So since day one, I figured that, Donald Trump was really, really savvy when it came to that. And so if he was trying to get some work done and needed the media off his back, give them something. Give them something to, rip on. Let them rip on his medical records. Let them rip on his weight. It's not going to affect his polling numbers. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders had to kind of withstand, a lot of that heat and that deflection. And, I think she did a fantastic job, So power to her. Now, from what we understand, we're getting some scoop on the first Democratic debates. The candidates are going to be divided up. Apparently, there's so many that there's going to be two groups of 10. June 26th and June 27th, they're going to take place in Miami. Elizabeth Warren is going to share the stage with Beto O'Rourke as well. And then Joe Biden is going to face off against Bernie Sanders. Darn, I'm going to be out of town. I wish I could see this. Darn. Oh, man. It's going to happen in Miami end of the month. The 20 candidates participating in the debates were split into two groups of 10. One will happen on June 26th, the other on June 27th. And the official said they wanted to evenly and randomly divide the top-tier candidates. So you got Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, who's a representative from Hawaii, Jay Inslee, governor of Washington, Amy Klobuchar, or from Minnesota, Klobuchar, I hope I pronounced that right, Beto O'Rourke from Texas, Tim Ryan from Ohio, and then Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts. Whereas on night two, that's where you're going to have Michael Bennett, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, I never pronounced that right, Kristen Gillibrand, senator from New York, Kamala Harris, John Hickenlooper, former governor of Colorado, Bernie Sanders, Eric Swalwell, Marianne Williamson, who's a self-help author, and Andrew Yang, a former tech executive. Now, people always ask, I go, you know, why are some of these people who obviously aren't even in the news, you know, running? Okay, you know, it's a waste of time. They're not going to win. It's not a waste of time for somebody running. You know, you get TV access. You get your name in the paper. We just mentioned some of these people who we've never even heard of. And now they're in national news because they get to be in the debate. They get to meet Biden and Bernie Sanders. You know, they get to be, you know, in the same green room. Well, maybe not the same green room. So they say the names were drawn from two boxes wrapped in a white gift wrap with gold polka dots. You kidding me? And I guess a mixture of senior advisors, campaign managers, and press reps were in the room for the drawing. The names of the candidates who had received the highest average, who received an average of 2% support in the polls or higher were in one box. The other candidates were in the other. So, Steve Bullock of Montana apparently did not meet the polling and fundraising criteria. Representative Seth Moulton of Massachusetts and Mayor Wayne Messam of Miramar, Florida, did not make it. So these debates are going to be moderated by NBC anchors Savannah Guthrie, Lester Holt, and Chuck Todd, Telemundo anchor Jose Diaz-Balart, and MSNBC commentator Rachel Maddow. The stage is crowded. That's always good, I think, in any election. You know, everybody tries to protect the front runner and, you know, tries to, you know, figure out, all right, well, we're looking at a Trump-Biden or a Trump-Sanders. Things happen. It's very, very fluid. You know, I mean, look at Huckabee. Governor Huckabee would always lead with Iowa. You know, but then things happen. All right, we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Could an injection of young blood be the fountain of youth? Wasn't there a company in California who was selling for thousands of dollars a infusion of a young person's blood? Well, there might be a little science behind it. We're being told that a study is claiming that an enzyme from younger mice extended the lifespan by 16% for older mice. The protein is called ENAMPT. Older mice who received it lived longer. Scientists say the protein were given to older mice They received injections of the protein from the blood of younger mice. They saw their cognitive function improve, have better sleep quality, and have their lifespans extended by nearly 20%. In humans, this is the equivalent of a life expectancy being extended from the age of 79 to the age of 91. Oh, boy, I could just see the stocks go crazy. The team from the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, said that the findings indicate that this method could be the secret to warding off age-associated diseases and be an anti-aging method for humans. And the enzyme is known as ENAMPT, ENAMPT. So they say it plays a role in how cells produce energy. As the body ages, however, cells become less efficient at making this energy. They say we think the body has so many redundant systems to maintain proper NAD levels. The NAD is the energy that they're discussing. And this is according to senior author Dr. Shin Ishiro Imai. So since we know that NAD inevitably declines with age, many researchers are interested in finding anti-aging interventions that might maintain NAD levels as we get older. For the study published in the journal Cell Metabolism, the team gave one group of older mice, concentrated ENAM, an ENAMPT, taken from younger mice, and the other group got a placebo saline. Not that you really need to do placebo with mice. It's not like they know. And the mice in the group that got the saline solution all died in about 2.5 years. But the mice that didn't lived for 2.8 years. So lifespan increased 16%, and they slept better. They had better cognitive function on memory tests. This is pretty big. So the hypothalamus is the region of the brain that has to do with social behavior, hormone production. The hypothalamus is huge. And it's been discovered that stem cells in the hypothalamus control the body's aging process. So they say as levels of this key protein decrease, according to Daily Mail, during aging, researchers believe that the hypothalamus doesn't function well. And if the hypothalamus doesn't function well, your lifespan then gets shortened. So for future research, the team wants to study whether low levels of the ENAMPT protein are associated with diseases in older humans or if it could be used as an anti-aging intervention. All right, so people are always asking, what's the big deal about aging? All right, why are people getting cosmetic surgery? I think in England they want to ban kids under 18 from doing lip fillers because you have a lot of young people doing cosmetic surgery and they don't need to. Youth is wasted on the young, isn't it? Man. But, you know, I don't have a problem with science trying to expand our life or our slow down aging. I know I have a lot of issue with a lot of ethical things, okay? You know, because I get, you know, the survival of the fittest and natural evolution of things. Every time man tinkers, right, you know, with nature, we bite ourselves in the butt. But we already tinkered. We've already tinkered with things. So now we have people that are 70, 80, 90 years old. Oh, my God, I'm in my 40s. And my knees are horrible. My knees, I don't sleep as well as I'd like to. My metabolism stinks. I got a tushy that, not exactly sure how to get it smaller. I don't have the memory I used to. I mean, I have a good memory, but, I mean, it was good. My hearing isn't as good. Sight is changing. And so now that we're helping people live longer, to their 80s or 90s, we need to catch up. I mean, if we're preventing your heart attack and we're going to fight your cancer, that's fantastic that we could do that. But what about your joints? If your joints are going to give out when you're 70, 80, and we're trying to make it where you could live well into your hundreds, are we going to do that too? I mean, what's the point of making you live longer if you're going to lose your cognitive function? You're going to lose your ability to walk? And you're going to be almost a vegetable that some people are, unfortunately, when they age. The majority of people are doing pretty well. But a lot of people, they're aging and they're, you know, they've aged. Their body is living longer than their mind and their joints. And so if we're going to help people expand their lifespan and live longer, then we got to do it all. We can't just do it half-assed. It's like when you put somebody under. You know, and you paralyze their smooth muscles so you can intubate them and help control their breathing. You got to also put them to sleep. You can't just do one without the other. So, if we're already going to help expand people's lives, then, yeah, I mean, I want us to walk better when we're older. I want us to slow down our cognitive dysfunction. I want us to be able to be happy and like being older. And I love seeing these 90-year-olds run around the place and party it up. I know some, and they're just, I can't even tell that they're 90. They are just on it. Being 80 isn't old anymore. There are vibrant, and that's grandma. Grandma's 80. Whereas when I grew up, grandma was 40. Or early 50s. So we're rocking it. I mean, we're doing some amazing things. But, you know, if I grow old, God willing, I don't want to be a burden onto my kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, and onto the country. I want to be able to think, talk, speak, take care of myself. Yeah, I might need some assistance, but that's tough. You know, you guys need to allow grandma and grandpa, or great-grandma, great-grandpa to gripe a little bit. You know, they don't want to tell you, but a lot of them are so frustrated that they can't do things. You know, when I was younger, I was like, well, grandma's old because she wants to be. Grandma doesn't want to get up because she doesn't want to get up. No, that's not the case. Now, true, you have some people wanting secondary in a game. They want people to help them. And, you know, some people, you know, do like to be doted over. But the average older person does not want to be old. They want to be young. They want to, you know, they want to do what they used to do and, you know, and so they're frustrated. The average older person doesn't want to have to keep asking you, huh, what did you say, huh, what? They don't want to do that. They want to hear you first time out. You get frustrated with them. Well, I don't want to talk to her because I have to repeat myself all the time. Well, so then you stop talking to her or him. You don't show them, your kids don't show them what they did in school because grandma might not be able to see it or read it. And so, yeah, there's lots of things we can do. We got hearing aids, we got glasses, we got, you know, walkers, we got beds that go up and down. There's all these things that we could do. But I think we really need to put a little bit more passion and a little bit more, I think we need to go at aging and AIDS for people that age, who age, because we all age. And put a different spin on it, all right? What we're doing is we're, all right, well, you're having trouble with your knees, so this is for your knee. Or you're having trouble with your eyes, this is for your eyes. You know, I like the idea of kind of, why don't we just improve your life overall? Why don't we go at it as, how can we make this better? Maybe we need to redecorate the house or redo the house. In a different dimension. TV's bigger. There's amplifiers. Chairs are higher. But the house doesn't look like an old person's house. The house looks really flippin' cool. But it's practical. All right, I don't like couches where it's low, and then I got to get up with my knees. I don't like toilet seats that are low. So why don't we design fascinating toilets that look like thrones? Why don't we design furniture that, you know, our higher city? Why don't we design, you know, why don't we design phones that just work really well for somebody who's older? I think there's a market there, people, as the baby boomers are aging. And we don't call an old person's couch. We call it a real cool lit fly couch. It just ends up being something that an 80-year-old could use. I think that's pretty cool. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Hi, hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. military is revealing video evidence to support the claim that Iran was behind the attack of two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The military says the video shows an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned tanker. Retired Navy Admiral and NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stridvitas tells Fox News what he sees confirms claim that make him very nervous about the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
I've spent half my life in the Gulf of Oman and in and out of that Strait of Hormuz many, many times. This is a difficult, challenging set of circumstances. We are on a collision course. I'm worried.
President Trump is standing by his comments regarding a hypothetical question that was posed to the president regarding accepting dirt on political opponents from a foreign source. The president tells Fox News he would have to know what the dirt was before he could report it to the proper authorities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, so we are back on Dr. Dolly the Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So New York has ended religious exemptions to vaccine mandates. Being reported by Fox News, they say New York has eliminated the religious exemption to vaccine requirements for school children. They are doing this as the nation's worst measles outbreak in decades prompts states to reconsider giving parents ways to opt out of immunizations. The New York Senate and Assembly is Democrat-led, and they have voted to repeal the exemption, which allows parents to go, look, I don't want to vaccinate my kids because of religious beliefs. Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, signed the measure minutes after the final vote. The law takes effect immediately, but will give unvaccinated students up to 30 days after they enter a school to show that they've had the first dose of each required immunization. They say with New York's move, similar exemptions are still allowed in 45 states, but lawmakers in several of them have introduced their own legislation to eliminate the waiver. This is very, very contested. People are saying that their religious freedom is being curtailed. People are saying public health is being endangered. This is going back and forth. Apparently, after the vote in the assembly, many of those watching from the gallery erupted in cries of shame. One woman even yelled obscenities down to the lawmakers. And the debate has intensified because federal officials recently said that measles has surpassed 1,000 illnesses. Now, Bronx Democrat Jeffrey Dinowitz said, I am not aware of anything in the Torah, the Bible, the Quran, or anything else that suggests you should not get vaccinated. Okay, look, I'm pro-vaccine, but come on, come on. Okay, that's like saying, well, there's nothing in the Bible about iPhones. Okay, there won't be. Okay, I mean, we interpret the Bible. That's for us to interpret, those of us with religious beliefs. So I have to disagree with him. He was the bill's assembly sponsor. Says if you choose to not vaccinate your child, therefore potentially endangering other children, then you're the one choosing not to send your children to school. Hundreds of parents of unvaccinated children gathered in New York's capital for the vote to protest. Stan Young, a Long Island attorney and father, says his Russian Orthodox religious views and health concerns about vaccines will prevent him from vaccinating his three young children. His family may consider leaving the state. He said people came to this country to get away from exactly this kind of stuff. Supporters of the bill say religious beliefs about vaccines shouldn't eclipse scientific evidence that they work, noting that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1905 that states have the right to enforce compulsory vaccination laws. During the assembly's floor debate, Fox News says supporters brought up scourges of the past that were defeated in the U.S. through vaccines. So, Deborah Glick, assemblywoman, says, I'm old enough to have been around when polio was a real threat. I believe in science. Your personal opinions, which may be based on junk science, do not trump the greater good, she says. And don't worry, I'll tell you where I stand on this. This is some tricky stuff. Supporters also suggest that some parents may be claiming the religious exemption for their children, even though their opposition is actually based on scientifically discredited claims about the dangers of vaccines. So supporters of the bill are like, well, people are trying to get out of it, so they're trying to say it's a religious thing. And that is true. There's people that do not want to inject their kids. They're afraid of the vaccine, so they're going to cite religious. I mean, they're right about that. But, you know, do you have a right? Yeah, this all comes down to, what are our rights as Americans? Do we have a right to not put anything into our healthy child? Or do we as Americans have a right to not be around infectious disease and be exposed to others that could carry disease? So that's where this gets really tricky. Governor Cuomo told reporters on Wednesday, they say the bill will not change an existing state exemption given to children who cannot have vaccines for medical reasons like a weakened immune system. But you have to show proof of that. Cuomo told reporters on Wednesday that he believes public health and the need to protect those who cannot get vaccinated because of medical reasons outweighs the concerns about religious freedom. He says, I understand freedom of religion. I have heard the anti-vaxxers theory, but I believe both are overwhelmed by the public health risk. So, we have huge outbreak of measles, 1,000. No one's talking about the flu. They say the majority of the cases are from outbreaks in New York, Orthodox Jewish communities. But nobody's telling us how many of the people coming down with measles were vaccinated. Now we're making laws without all the facts. And mind you, I am pro-vaccine. I am pro-vaccine, but now this is starting to trample on our rights. And I don't know where the answer is going to be, except it's probably going to come from the Supreme Court later. You know, in order for a vaccine program to work, we need to vaccinate everybody. Look at what's going on with the flu. That's proof that you need everybody on board. Us having 60,000 deaths this year, 80,000 last year, means with flu, we need to do a better job at getting people on board with getting vaccinated or coming up with a better vaccine. But measles hasn't killed anybody yet this year. It can. And so we're making all these laws, but we're allowing kids to come to school without a flu shot. Now, why isn't the assembly, why aren't legislators bringing that up? There's flu deaths. We have proof of people dying from flu-related deaths. Way more than what's going on with the measles. But nobody's mandating those people. Why? Well, because those are their voters. There's a lot of people voting for these assembly people going, no, don't make me get the flu shot. So because that's unpopular, they're not going to legislate. Now, you see, I cry hypocrite. You're doing all this because of measles. Yet, meanwhile, people are dying of the flu. I don't want to get the flu. I don't want us getting these nasty flus. I want people on board with vaccination for that. But the argument is, well, the flu shot's not as effective. MMR is about anywhere from 88 to 95% effective if you get one or two shots. Flu might only be 40% effective in a given year. Yeah, but I mean, flu's been killing. We had 80,000 deaths last year. You could save a whole bunch of lives if you legislate for that. No. We're only going to go after the MMR. Those who aren't vaccinated for MMR and the other childhood vaccines. Okay, now you're kind of being hypocritical. And I'm not crying anti-Jew. I'm not saying that people are being anti-Jewish with this. A lot of people are. A lot of people think there's some anti-Semitic undertones with this. But why is somebody, and mind you, I'm pro-vaccine, but I got to be devil's advocate with this, because otherwise we're never going to move forward. Why is somebody who doesn't want to get a vaccine because of religious reasons a bad person, and somebody who doesn't want to get the flu vaccine not a bad person? Why is anybody bad? What makes one person totally fine? We're not going to touch you. We're not going to force you to not go to our schools. But with measles, yeah, we go all after them. That doesn't make sense. I would rather not have a kid that has the flu coming to the school. I mean, if I had a choice, do you want this kid with measles or this kid with flu? I'd say keep the flu kid home. Keep the measles kid home also, but if I had to choose one, I'd rather be exposed to measles than the flu. But we're being very hypocritical with this. And I have a problem with that. Now, in terms of the argument of religion, let's say it's somebody's religion to smoke, you know? If that's going to affect the public, that's a problem. You know, I mean, I want freedom of religion, but I get how there's a lot of, then it's going to be up for controversy if your religion affects other people. And that's why these things are passing, because they say that these anti-vaxxers are posing a public threat with these 1,000 cases. But before you do that, we need to know how many of those 1,000 cases were in people who were vaccinated. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Welcome back, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so hospital food, not really the best. We've been making fun of hospital food for years, right? TV shows always kind of make fun of hospital food. Not supposed to taste very good. I would probably make fun of airline food even before hospital food. I never bagged on hospital food because it fed me for 3 years, actually 5 years. For 5 years, I lived on hospital food, and you want to know who had the best food? Was Olive View Hospital in, is it Somar, is it in Valencia? No. Was Olive View in Somar, I forget. But it was north, 405 north before it hit the 5. And it was Taco Day. Taco Day was Monday. I don't know if they still do it. But it was delicious, just fantastic. Well, unfortunately, we have two people who died from eating hospital sandwiches. They say two more patients have died after eating hospital sandwiches containing Listeria. Now, this is not in America. This is in England. But, again, you know, we're trying to have a health system very similar to England. That includes what we eat. The total now killed stands at 5. 5 people. Public Health England have announced. The sandwiches and salads were supplied to hospitals by the Good Food chain. They have voluntarily ceased production while the investigation continues. Last week, Public Health England announced that 6 people have been diagnosed at hospitals in England. That figure has since risen to 9, and now 5 have died. 2 of the victims who died were at Manchester Royal Infirmary, 3rd being treated at Aintree Hospital in Liverpool, and they're not releasing the places of death. They say one of the latest deaths happened within the last week, but the other took place at some point within the last 2 months, and they've linked it to Listeria. And they ate products before the withdrawal took place on May 25th. Now, remember, what's interesting about Listeria, scary about Listeria, and as you know, we had our own outbreak, I think it was 2012, where people died from it, is you could have had something weeks ago and then get sick. And so you're thinking, well, did I have something bad last night? And no, you won't remember. And with ours, it was linked to cantaloupe, dirty cantaloupe. So Dr. Nick Finn, Public Health England, said today there have been no patients linked to this incident outside healthcare organizations, but we continue to investigate. Swift action is being taken to protect patients, and any risk to the public is low. PHE is continuing to analyze all recent and ongoing samples of Listeria from hospital patients to understand whether their illness is linked to this outbreak. The first case apparently showed up April 25th. Sandwiches and salads were withdrawn a month later once the link was suspected. So how do you know if your food has Listeria? You won't. There's really no taste to it. And most of the time, we're exposed to Listeria. Most of the time, it doesn't do anything to us. Or maybe we'll feel a little sick and then be done. But if you're pregnant, or if you have an existing medical condition, if you have like diabetes, if you're immunocompromised, if you have a weak immune system, you could be screwed. It's bad. And again, you know, it's not about hospital food. It could be about anything. I mean, you know, how many breakfast places put garnish on the plate? I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm seeing less garnish on plates now. One is because I think they save money. Nobody eats it. You know, remember plating? Plating is, like, really important to Chef Ramsay. Where's the spaghetti lobster? I'm going to Hell's Kitchen on Sunday for my birthday and Father's Day. I cannot wait to go to Hell's Kitchen. I don't think we're going to eat spaghetti lobster because lobster isn't, you know, kosher. We're not supposed to eat lobster. But we are going to probably have the beef Wellington. I cannot wait. Oh, my God, I cannot wait. But, you know, he's really big on plating and all that. But it's funny because sometimes when you go to fancy restaurants, all you have is, like, the meat on the dish. They don't really spend a lot of time on plating. Some of the super fancy, I think I went to the Palms once, and it was just a piece of meat on the plate. And I'm like, well, it's not very pretty. I don't know. It's just, I kind of like garnish, and I like decor, and I like, you know, things looking all pretty. I just think I do because it means there's some time and love put in it. I don't know if anybody lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, Henderson, but some of my medical students took me to the stove. And the stove is a restaurant in Henderson where, oh, my gosh, the chef is amazing. And the crew's great. And, I mean, they really make the food look. They put time and effort into plating. It looks really, really cool. But after the Listeria outbreak, I'm noticing a lot of breakfast places, just normal run-of-the-mill breakfast places that we like. No garnish. No cantaloupe. No. And why not? They might as well save the money. Most people don't eat the cantaloupe on the side. I do. I like cantaloupe, but... You know, most people don't eat the lettuce or parsley or whatever the hell's on there. And the reason why we garnish is because we want to make the plate look full. The whole idea of garnish is to make your meal look more enticing, make it look like you have more food on the plate. I remember going to Claim Jumper years ago, and food would be falling off the plates. They would have like an apple. They would just give you a whole apple. I mean, the portions were huge. And then just things change. Things just change. So, crazy. So, you know, whenever you feel sick, diarrhea, fever, nausea, vomiting, anything like that, get it checked out. They say gut bacteria can eat your medication, keeping your drugs from doing their jobs. So they found that some people take L-DOPA, Parkinson's drug, might not have gotten the same sort of punch from that drug than other people. And a new Harvard University found that one particular species of gut bacteria actually eats the oral dose of dopamine before it gets to the brain, which is why some people may not have good efficacy, or some drugs may not have as much, as good efficacy on the patient as others. So, gut microbes. They're not only in the colon, but they're in the small intestine. And if they are gobbling up our medications before our medications can be absorbed into the system, that could be an issue. Now, we have trillions of gut bacteria we live with. We have some symbiotic or some relationship with them. And we coexist, and usually it should be fine. But they found that the gut bacteria could break down the drugs, like those used to treat Parkinson's, rendering them ineffective or even toxic. Now, this is a huge breakthrough because remember I told you guys that one time I was given a Valium before a procedure, and I was like, I don't want it, I don't need it. And they go, no, oh, it's before my LASIK. And it really did, I didn't feel relaxed. I made jokes a lot, you know, but I didn't feel that buzz that everybody feels with Valium or Xanax or whatever. And that could be my gut bacteria. They were probably like, oh, man, you know, being in Dahlia's gut is, let us eat the Valium first. All I know is I barely felt different. And I always make jokes when I do things. When I'm nervous, I make jokes. And my husband's like, you know, so what did the Valium, you know, make you feel? I go, I didn't even feel the Valium. I don't understand. It did nothing to me. And so maybe that's why. You know, a lot of people will say, gosh, you know, certain medicines do nothing. Maybe that's why. And medications are not always 100% effective. Is it our body weight? Is it our stomach acid? Is it that we need to drink more water? What the hell is going on? So, I don't know. I think that's pretty fascinating. Breast implants. They're still following this breast implant story being linked to cancer. But they say that our FDA is still kind of holding off on banning them. Remember we talked about anaplastic large cell lymphoma? I wrote an article on this. It's a rare type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Notably higher in patients have textured implants compared to other types. And the majority of the women get smooth surface implants. And we really haven't seen much between the smooth and the anaplastic large cell. But people are concerned because we still don't have an FDA ban. Now, this anaplastic lymphoma is a very scarce cancer. It's not a breast cancer. It's a lymphoma. But it starts in the fluid and scar tissue surrounding the breast implants. And we've known about 700 cases to happen each year. And a testimony from a panel of surgeons from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, right, reported that we got some issues here. So, if you're going to pick an implant, you might want to pick smooth over textured. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.